Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh, yeah.
Wake up! Grab a brush and put a little makeup! It's Natch Butte, and I'm feeling good today. Welcome, it's Jackie Johnson, your host. I'm in a good mood, and it feels good to be in a good mood. We are in full swing, guys, Natch Butte. I think this is episode 18? So we're doing this. This is happening. And I just wanted to take a moment and pull the curtain back a bit and disclose some of the upkeep going on here at Natch Butte. I get a lot of emails. People want to know what's going on. So here we go. I'm just going to disclose that as of today, as I'm sitting in this chair, Natch Butte is a hobby, meaning I have not made a dime off of this podcast yet. Now, there has been money in the ether. I just haven't gotten it yet. And I'm telling y'all this because I get emails that people are like, I bought this. I bought that. You said you like this. I bought it. I love it. Is there any way we can give you quote unquote credit for the things that you've told us about? And there are a few ways you can help me out. But no, the long story short, no. This is just the way of the pod, baby. I talk about makeup and skincare. You like it, you buy it, cool. I don't work for the companies. I'm just a mere mortal in this vessel here. So if you wanted to help me out, I made a list of like a lot of effort all the way to like barely any effort of things you can do if you were interested in helping me out. So the most effort, if you want to put in a lot of effort, I would say go to the website, natchbutte.com. Click Contact Jackie. I have a P.O. box listed. If you want to send me a check, feel free. Personal, cashier, whatever. Yes, that's crazy, but like I said, I made a list of all the things you can do. You could also send me an email. And I have a Venmo. You want to Venmo your girl some money? Go ahead, baby. The money I get goes back in because I keep buying stuff. I bought the ColourPop concealers that came out this morning. I woke up and set my alarm and I bought them. That's coming out of my pocket because I need to know, okay? So again, I know that sounds crazy, but I just said I would be thorough. So these are the things you could do if you were feeling crazy. What's next? Okay, here's one that I feel a lot of people could probably do and it would be very minimal effort. If you're an Amazon shopper, natchbutte.com, my website, now has affiliate links. Took me about 3 months to figure it out, but I figured it out. They approved me. So now, if you go to natchbutte.com, which after every episode, I post an episode guide the day the episode airs, and I put everything we discuss. If it happens to be a product that you can buy on Amazon, there's an Amazon link. If you click on the Amazon link, it doesn't matter if you buy what I talked about or not. But if you just go to that link and then continue to purchase things from Amazon from my link, I get a very, very tiny amount of money for that. So let's just give an example. Let's say I link a Cilla sponge, a silicone makeup sponge on Amazon, and you click on that link. You don't buy a Cilla sponge, but you end up buying a Devil Worship candle starter kit on Amazon. Your girl will get paid from your Devil Worship candles. I don't care what you're buying, okay? You can buy your devil candles, you can buy your kitty litter, I don't care, but I will get a very tiny amount from that purchase. So, it's a nice way to pay me back if you were interested. Everybody buys on Amazon, so if you want to do that, go ahead. you know, because those damn, I don't know how they do it, but the YouTube people, they link everything and they get money for it. I can't figure it out. Sephora is lost to me. I don't know. Ulta, I don't know. I don't know, man, okay? I'm doing my best. All I'm saying is if you want to buy some shit on Amazon, click on Natchfeet.com and click from Amazon. Maybe I'll get some cash, okay? Next amount of minimal effort. Write an iTunes review for Natchbute. It gets Natchbute on the map. It gets people to notice it. It gets it on the charts. It makes my dad proud because I've lived in LA for 11 years. And he's like, you sure you don't want to move home, Jackie? You know, you have a pretty shitty apartment. You're not doing... I know, Dad. I know, okay? If people would click on the Amazon links, maybe I'd be making you proud. I'm doing my best. So... yeah, go ahead. Write an Amazon review. Subscribe. That's a very minimal effort. You can follow me on social media if you want. It's at Jackie Michelle Johnson on Instagram. That's with one L, Michelle. And at Jackie_Michelle with one L on Twitter. People want to see numbers. I keep sending emails. They're like, you don't have any followers. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm trying my damn best, okay? So if you want to follow me on Instagram, please do it. Help my social media numbers get me attention because Wet n Wild won't return my emails and Glossier will never speak to me again. So far, I'm doing real damn good. Everybody wants a piece of me. So next thing I'm going to say, a quick turn of emotions here. Is that truly I'm very, very grateful for everybody listening. The podcast is 4 months old. This world is ugly. And y'all are giving me comfort every day that everything's going to be okay. I'm loving the emails. I'm loving the camaraderie. Shout out to my honeys in the Facebook page. They're my 1,000 best friends. I love y'all. Every day is a delight in that group. And I'm just digging the whole vibe of Natchbute and the listenership and everything. So everything's going to be okay, okay? Even if you don't click on the Amazon. Even if you don't write me a review, everything's going to be okay. My dad will eventually come around. Eventually, he'll stop asking me if I want to move home. I am a married woman, but he still continues to ask me. That's another thing. Okay, the last thing I'm going to talk about, I love making my guests sit here in silence. The last thing I'm going to talk about is the cruelty-free thing. So sometimes people are like, your guest said something about Mac and you didn't say anything about them testing on animals. Listen, guys, I invite my friends into this pod as a guest. They're a welcomed guest, okay? I'm not going to start bashing their life and their choices and what they do. So here's what you listen out for. And it depends on the guest. Some people I'm more comfortable with depending on my friendship with them and how long I've known them and whatever. So sometimes I let it slide. Sometimes I might call them out. I don't care, though, because here's the thing. If you can't say something nice, don't say it at all. So if my guest wants to get, you know, talk about their Makeup Forever palette, and I don't say anything, take a wild guess that I ain't about that. But then they mention there's Stila liquid lip. I'm going to go, oh, Stila's cruelty free. So there you go. That's how you can tell. Okay. If I say something about it being cruelty free, then it probably is. If I don't, it probably isn't. So I don't want any more emails saying, why didn't you say anything? I thought this was a cruelty free podcast. It is. Your girl's only going to talk about that, but I can't help what comes out of people's damn mouths. This is an unscripted podcast. Okay. And not everybody feels the same way I do. That's okay. This is America, baby. You have your own decision. It's the land of the free. Okay. We can buy whatever we want. We can do whatever we want to an extent. We know there's some restrictions on our ways of life. But not always. When it comes to makeup, everybody can buy whatever they want. USA! 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 Alright, that's enough. I think that's good. 8 minutes and a half. I'm ready to roll! The makeup party is starting! Let's welcome our guest. She's a professional makeup artist. Oh, she's... Because of her line of work, working in comedy, and she's the head makeup artist on Drunk History, she's done everything. She's done makeup on everybody, hair on everybody. She does special effects, beauty work, aging makeup. She does everything. We got a lot to talk about. Her name is Kat Bardot. Welcome.
Hi.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Did I get you riled up?
Oh, my God. I've been excited about this for weeks, and it was so hard for me to, like, just shut up through... all of your stuff.
Through my rant.
Like, oh, you're so funny. I just want to laugh at you, but I can't.
You can laugh. I welcome laughs.
I'm not here.
I welcome laughter. So we have so many questions. We put up on Natchbute.com, ask a pro MUA. Oh my God, did we get questions. And a lot of them are very interesting. So we have a lot to cover. We have to talk about eyebrows because, you know, you do eyebrow microblading. You did my eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to know about Jackie J's eyebrows. God, we got a lot to talk about. So I think I got a lot of questions sort of asking, how did you become a makeup artist? Where did you go to makeup school? Okay. How did you get your start? That's like kind of the, I got like 15 of those questions. So I think that's a great place to start.
All right, okay. So I did not go to makeup school.
Interesting.
I went to undergrad at a little school called SUNY New Paltz in upstate New York, and I was a painting major, and I focused mostly on portraiture, and I started doing makeup with the photography students. I think my first ever like real shoot with this was my friend Ryan Pfluger, who's now a huge photographer in New York. And
were you into makeup as a youth though?
Always. My dad was really good at doing my Halloween makeup, so then I got really into that, and then I would like do my brother's makeup for Halloween, and I was like just that girl who would do everybody's makeup for like prom or homecoming. And
but you were just all self-taught.
Yeah, and there was no such thing as YouTube back then, so there were no tutorials. It's just like trial and error and like using like cheap drugstore makeups.
Yeah.
There's no Sephora.
So you just kind of, because you had an art eye, you kind of parlayed the painting and art into painting a face.
Yeah, I felt like it was really similar, like painting on a canvas and painting on a face is the same thing. I'm just using a different medium instead of using oil paints and using makeups. So when I moved out to L.A., my whole idea, I had never been to L.A. before. I was just like, I want to work in TV. I knew since I was probably 8 years old, I got obsessed with Saturday Night Live. I was like, I want to make characters. That's what I want to do. Moved out to L.A., had to get a full-time job to pay the bills, and had to kind of put off going to makeup school. Then I ended up assisting on like a student film, and I was like, this is horrible. I don't want to do this. Like, I'm just like sitting in a hallway by myself all day. I'm bored. Like, and I felt like I didn't know what I was doing, you know, because I'd never had any kind of set experience.
Being
before.
On a set is so weird. It's such a weird world.
Yeah, there's etiquette you just don't know about until you're in it, basically.
I learned from being an extra.
Oh, that's a really great way
I was
to
an
learn,
extra
honestly.
For like 2 years. Anything that came out between 2007 and 2009, I'm in the background of. And I'm not joking. You could try me right now, and I'll probably, like, Step Brothers. There's a big scene of Step Brothers. I'm literally in the frame. I mean, any movie.
Are you at the Catalina Wine Mixer? Where are
no,
you?
No, there's a scene where John C. Reilly's eating a burrito. Will Ferrell, like, drew on his face when he was asleep. And he's eating a burrito, and he doesn't know his face is, like, drawn on. Mm. And I'm just standing directly behind him, and I'm in full focus. And I'm just, like, looking at him like, ew, that guy has something on his face, you know? Like, it's so stupid.
I'm going to look for you next
but
time.
But I mean, I saw it in theaters at the Arclight, and my friends I was with were like, is that you? And I was like, yes. So I have, that could be a whole other podcast, honestly. My background life, oh, my God, do I have stories.
Oh, yeah.
But I learned how to be on a set.
Yeah, that's a great way to learn.
Yeah.
It took me a while to really understand it all since I never went to school, so I didn't have any teachers to like teach me. I never had a mentor or anything.
I mean, that's insane. I thought you had to go to school. I guess it's sort of like actors. We don't have to go to actor school.
For hairstylists, you do have to go and get your cosmetology license, because if you're not licensed in the state of California, then you can't be in the union. But makeup artists, we don't have that prerequisite. And there used to be a test to get into the union, but because of like lawsuits with contract services, they took the test away. So now it's basically like you do your hours or you flip in and you get in the union.
Very interesting. So at that point, did you ever kind of do any makeup training, or how did you kind of learn what you're fucking doing?
Oh my God, I feel like I just got really lucky, honestly. I mean, it was luck and like a lot of hustling.
But you know what you're doing, so how did you learn how well you're damn doing?
I'm just self-taught. Like, okay, so I think my first shoots really started doing photography when I was doing burlesque and like pinup modeling. So I was doing, people liked the way I did my makeup, so I'd do makeup on their shoots and stuff. And then I was doing theater at Sacred Fools Theater Company. I was doing like a late night sketch comedy show, and I didn't think I wanted to do makeup anymore. I was like, I'm over it. And then a friend of mine was like, I'm going to take this sketch, I'm going to turn it into a pilot. Will you do like costumes on it? And I was like, sure. And then he's like, we do the hair and makeup too. And I'm like, okay. So, like, I did it for free for, like, over, like, Easter weekend in, like, 2007 or something. And I had, like, the best time. I had so much fun because I was on set with friends. I was making comedy. I was making characters. And I was like, oh, maybe this is something that I do want to do. And then I got asked to do a pilot with Maria Bamford from doing that. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I love her.
Yeah.
I was like, of course. It was called the MILFs of Minnesota. It never saw the light of day, but it was really fun.
MILFs of Minnesota didn't become the next big, huge show? I'm shocked.
It was funny. It was good. But then from there on that Maria Bamford pilot, I met a wardrobe stylist who's like, oh, you like working with in comedy? You should work for Funny or Die. And I was like, oh, my God, like, that's my dream. Like, I would love to work with Funny or Die. And I was like, how should I contact them? She's like, just go on their website. I'm like, what do you mean just go on their website?
I mean, that was when they had just kind of started and it was like a good time to get in there.
It was small. Like, it had only been around a few years. But
like
at that
Pearl
point,
the Landlord, right?
They had the Landlord, and that was huge. So I thought it was like this mega company because they had so many viewers. So she's like, oh, just go on their website and email them. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Like info at Funny or Die?
That's exactly what it was. Info at Funny or Die. I wrote them and I'm like, hey, I'm a makeup artist. I had like hardly any experience at that point, but I'm like, I like working in comedy. Here's a link to my portfolio. I got an email back in like a half hour from who is now like their executive producer, Mike Farah. And he's like, hey, yeah, are you available tomorrow? And I was like,
oh my God.
And so I did my first ever shoot with them, like, and I was there for almost 3 years.
And you worked on, like, every huge famous person ever in that job.
I feel like I owe my entire career to that job. Like, that three-year chunk that I spent at Funny or Die, I met so many people who I now am still working with today.
Because that's what I tell. I feel like that's the main story of this whole nugget of advice is it's all about who you know, baby. You work one little crappy job with some kid who's really talented, but maybe doesn't have a career yet. In 3 years, he's going to call you up when he's doing well.
It was just crazy to just fall into it that way. And they would call me sometimes and be like, hey, so we need to make Tim Allen's face look like it's made out of tree bark tomorrow. So you know how to do that? And I'm like, yeah, totally. And I'm like, fuck, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
So like take out my little tiny special effects kit that I had at the time. And I made it out of like toilet paper and latex. And I did some practice trials on my arm. And I was like, okay, I got it. And I went to set the next day and I did it.
Yeah, because you do some pretty extensive like old age makeup I've seen you do, especially on Drunk History. You guys are doing aliens. You guys are doing all kinds of crazy shit. So, like, you never trained to do that even?
No, I just always practiced on my own. Or, like, I think I learned how to do a bald cap from my friend Alexi O'Brien, who just did one on set in front of me in like 45 minutes because he's so fast. It's crazy. And he's like, okay, this is what I'm doing. And he's explaining it as he goes. And that was literally how I learned. And I've done, I don't even know how many of them at this point.
Well, I will say though, Kat is the most type A OCD person. and I love that because I'm the opposite. Her makeup and everything is labeled and very extensively organized by color. And it's very impressive. And especially if you're like an organization nerd, you'll trip out looking at her shit. I mean, her house, her makeup, everything is. And I feel like that's a true testament to your focus and your drive and just always keeping your shit together.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody says, oh, can you make tree bark for Tim Allen's face? Say, yep. And you figure it out. Most people would be like, that's what I would do. I would probably just go to a tree and skim some bark off the top of it and glue it. I don't know. I don't even know. So do you have any advice for anyone that's thinking of becoming a makeup artist? And then segue into what are like the first five nice items they should purchase for their kit? Like have to have.
Okay. That's a good one. Okay. So my advice for people who want to become a makeup artist is honestly, this sounds so bad. Don't go to school. Don't do it. Because what I feel like the schools, they charge you so much money and then they're a factory and they crank out artists that are all trained to do things the exact same way. So like I know people who went to MUD and they like all do their cat eye the same way that MUD taught them how to do it, which I don't agree with.
I've had my makeup done by a couple MUD girls.
And how'd that go?
I mean, I'm so picky. I hate everything. And that's why I literally hire you every time you're available for whatever I need, because like, I just am so obsessed with the way you do things. The day you did my makeup on Drunk History, I left and I had an audition. I had a callback and an audition. I booked the job. And then I got on a veil I got a callback for the other one and then showed up with like my ugly makeup that I did myself and didn't book it. But I just like, you just make me look, I don't know what you do. You're a damn genius wizard. And that's why I was like, oh, my wedding, the most important day of my life. Obviously, I'm hiring the person who does makeup the best I've ever seen.
It was an honor. I was so happy to do your makeup for you.
I love that though, because I tell people all the time, don't go to college.
Yeah, well, I don't want to shit on people who like went to MUD or like Westmore or wherever they went. Like, I just find that like when you have to figure things out on your own, you come up with your own style. And I don't think it's like necessary. There's no formula to doing makeup right. It's not like you do a cat eye this way and this is the right way. It's like, no, like you do what it works for you and what works for your client's face.
Right. But how do you know how to do? How do you know that? Is it just intuitive?
For some people, yes. But for people who don't just naturally have that in them, my suggestion is to like intern with a makeup artist, like find a makeup artist who's non-union, because a non-union makeup artist can bring you on their shows for free just to like watch and help them. Whereas if you can't work with a union makeup artist because you literally are not allowed to touch anything.
And like, union strong, baby.
Yeah. So find a non-union makeup artist who is working on the regular. Say, I would love to assist you. I'll work with you for free. I had a girl who I had met up in San Francisco. Her name's Kathleen Pardo, who contacted me. And she's like, do you have advice for me? I'm like, don't go to school. Come work with me. She worked with me for like a year for free. I helped her build her kit with all my discounts. And now she's got like a really great career.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, yeah.
So let's say, Jackie, me, I'm like, I want to break into the biz, baby. I go to Namie's, I go to Sephora, whatever, and I say, I need five things that are just an absolute, gotta have them.
All right.
What's the first thing I grab?
I mean, I can't put them in any order, like one through five, because they're all so important for different reasons. But like the first thing I'm thinking of is eyeshadow primer is everything for me.
Interesting.
And not all eyeshadow primers are created equally. And they'll say they won't crease, but they will. My two favorites are, I had always used Urban Decay eyeshadow potion for a long time. However, it is a little pigmented, so it doesn't work super great on darker skin tones. It starts to make them look ashy.
And they have multiple different ones. I don't know if you tried them.
They do. They have
different
colors.
They have like 17 of them now.
Yeah, there's like shiny ones. Yeah. Like Sin is one of them. But I really love the Smashbox one because it's totally colorless.
Which is great because we're all about those honeys of color and finding makeup for them.
And it stays on all day and it doesn't crease. And like the application is beautiful. It's like.
But do you use makeup? Do you use eyeshadow primer for like every day or just specifically for camera stuff? Because I've had a conversation. Part of me thinks it's bullshit. Do we really need it? You're saying yes.
If I am wearing eyeshadow, I am wearing eyeshadow
primer.
Okay, you're
changing
my life.
I'm not
wearing eyeshadow on my day to day. Like today, I have no eyeshadow on.
Yeah.
But if I'm like going out at night, like I will not put eyeshadow on without a primer because then it comes out like patchy and it doesn't stay on. And people like will use their concealer or foundation and I'm like, no.
Okay, you're changing my life. I can't blend my eyeshadow to save my life. And
that's
maybe
why.
That's why. Damn, motherfucker, I gotta
that's
get
exactly
it. Why. Urban Decay, send me some primer. Send me some primer, Urban Decay. Okay, this is so funny because it hasn't come out yet as we're recording this, but in my episode, there's a whole episode on makeup conspiracy theories, and I say, I think eyeshadow primer is bullshit. I think it's yet another thing they tell us we need
to get
us to buy stuff.
You're wrong.
This is why we needed a professional. You're my first professional to come in here.
Awesome.
So, very good. Okay, primer, eyeshadow primer.
Eyeshadow primer, a good moisturizer for sure, because that is you're priming your canvas. Like, before you even put a primer on, like, you have to moisturize. It's so important. I really love the Embryolisse, like, cream concentrate moisturizer.
Oh, I don't know what that is, but it sounds expensive.
I really like that. It's good because it's good for, like, all kinds of skin types.
Okay.
That's number two. Number three would be a primer for your face in general. If you're wearing foundation, it's important. There's a few I like. See, it depends because it's like, what kind of skin type does the person have? Do they have enlarged pores? I would say my like go-to is the Hourglass Veil primer.
That's what you use on my wedding.
It's not super great for dry skin, but it's beautiful and it cancels out redness and it just gives like a nice velvety finish. Yes.
Very expensive. I don't have anything from the Hourglass line, even though it looks obviously because you did all that on my wedding. That's what I was wearing. It's fantastic. I just haven't wanted to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Have you used their little stick yet? That super full coverage stick, foundation stick?
No, I haven't.
It looks fantastic. I want it really bad, but it's so expensive. It's like $70.
Yeah. It's probably worth it, though.
Yeah.
I love their products.
Yeah.
They're amazing. They have these face powders that are just like slightly shimmery, so they reflect the light really well. Why can't I remember an actual like name?
I can look it up. It'll be on Nashby.com on the blog, baby.
But that's not one of the products of the five, I'm saying,
because
that's like a very specific thing. So, okay, what do we have so far? Eyeshadow primer,
moisturizer, and face primer.
Good translucent powder is super important.
So, okay, come at me with this. I can't find one that I can't find one.
What?
I don't know. I feel like if I don't do any, if I barely put any, it did nothing. If I put too much, it starts caking on me, and I see, like, creases, and I see, like, I just can't figure out the powder.
Okay, so the powder is really good for right after you put your foundation on to set it.
Yep.
But if you're constantly doing touch-ups all day to knock down your shine, that's when it'll start to really, like, build up and sit in your pores, so the oil blotting sheets are really great.
That's what Stephanie Beatrice said when she was on here.
Yeah.
You know, she's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She was like, we stop powdering after a while. We just blot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You only use powder, like, in specific instances. But the powder I do really like is another Urban Decay product.
Yep.
I love their De-Slick pressed powder.
Excellent.
That one's really good.
So that's like what you'd use on a person in your chair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Kogan Doe discontinued my favorite one.
They were cruelty free as well.
I love their stuff too.
Yeah. I didn't know it was Kogan. I thought it was Kogen. But what do I know?
Who knows? I could be wrong.
That shit's expensive too.
It is.
That's what Esther wears. I never heard of it until she told me about it.
It's real nice. So, all right.
I think you have one left.
One left. Okay. So I love Tarte products.
Yep.
Tarte is probably my favorite.
Cruelty free, baby.
And I would say it's either in between their liquid lip paints are great.
Mm-hmm.
They don't transfer at all. They stay on really well. They don't feel super dry.
I've never used one.
Oh my God. They're amazing. But I also really love their clay liner. It's like a liquid, but it's thicker. It's more like a gel.
It comes in a pot?
It comes in a little tube.
It's like Amazonian clay
but
liner.
I always have problems with the packaging of it. Like, I'll squeeze it, and then, like, a hole pop out the wrong end.
Uh-oh. Like, well, that's not cute.
Then you gotta throw it out after that.
Yeah, Tarte is a cruelty-free product. Have you used Maneater Mascara yet?
No.
I keep seeing pictures of it. I think it's a new product. It's in a tube with, like, a kind of leopard print.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Tarte Maneater. And I'm like, I like the name, baby. But apparently it's great. I need a new cruelty-free, like, good mascara.
Yeah.
And so that's one that I want to check out.
Great mascara. Okay, here are my favorite mascaras.
Okay,
now
great.
We're on mascaras. Is Benefit cruelty-free?
Yes.
Okay.
No, they're not.
They're
we
not.
Hate Benefit.
No!
Is it roller?
Roller lash.
Yeah, everybody loves it.
And then for the bottom lashes, this is really important.
Yeah.
Blink tubing mascara.
Which is cruelty-free.
It's not waterproof. So waterproof mascara gets broken down with the oils of your skin. So it will transfer and you'll get those black smudgy lines.
I look in the damn mirror and I look like a damn raccoon after 5 minutes.
You gotta use that Blink on
even
the
right now.
Lashes.
I probably have it. I hate it.
I don't see it. You look good.
Good. Oh, I check a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta, before I come in to see Stephen Ray Morris, I gotta make sure I look cute.
Wait, so now that I just talked about liquid lipsticks, can I segue into something about liquid lipsticks?
Yes,
really quick?
Please.
Okay, I've tried probably every brand.
Of course you have.
I love them. Anastasia, love. Stila, love. Tarte, love. So recently, there's a newer company called BH Cosmetics.
Yeah, I know BH.
Yep.
I just ordered. They had this huge sale. I've never bought from them yet. I ordered an 88-color palette for
ooh.
$8.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, bitch! So I had to get it.
They're cruelty free.
I saw that they sent
most
you shit on your Instagram.
Most of their stuff is vegan. Yep. Yep.
And they label it on the website, which I appreciate.
Yes.
And that's so helpful.
They were very generous. They sent me a lot of stuff. I told them that I was going to come onto your podcast. And I was like, Jackie Johnson loves liquid lipsticks. And I just tried your new liquid lipsticks.
Oh.
And they stay on so well.
And
the colors
$8.
Are beautiful.
I ordered two. They're not here yet when I ordered
mine. Okay, girl. Well, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, my God. I never get gifts on here. I only give them out.
Those two you bought, you're going to have to give away as gifts because
I can put in my
here is
box.
Every single color they make.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What am I going to
They have metallic finishes. They have matte finishes.
You're lying.
Yeah.
You're lying.
They have bright blue. There's a bright blue one in there.
Oh, my. What am I going to do with my life?
Girl, you're going to wear a different lip color every day.
What am I? I'm shooketh, clearly. Look at poor Chooch. Chooch is, she literally couldn't care less. She's just like, you know, blink, whatever, I'm used to this. Oh my God, BH.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Thank you, BH. I just ordered a palette from them, and I was so excited because they have such beautiful pigments. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the really bright pigments aren't vegan. They have the carmine in them. And I was like, I can't support that. Or they have the lanolin. I'm like, I can't support that.
Oh, yeah.
So I had avoided them. But I saw an Instagram post that they have a sale, which they don't even need to have sales. Their prices are already incredible.
It's cheaper than drugstore.
But I went on there. $8.99 for a palette of 88 colors. I was like, done, honey. And they had to buy one, get one of the liquid lips. So I bought a couple because I was like, I'm trying to fill this cart. I like that free shipping.
You just gift those out.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Yeah. This is insane. I'm going to have to do a Facebook Live in the Honey's group to show all these off.
I don't know if their highlighter palette is vegan or not.
Well, like I said.
But if it is, you should get it.
Yeah.
Because they're amazing.
Oh my God, I'm gonna order one if not. Because they label on the website, it'll say vegan, which is so nice. I appreciate that so much. Because if not, you have to find the ingredients, read, which isn't that big of a deal. Sometimes they don't even post ingredients, some companies.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, get it together. We're trying to know what we're putting on our damn face.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you. That is so sweet. Oh my God, I'm shook. Let's get into the questions.
Okay.
Because we got a lot of questions. What are your tips for keeping makeup fresh in super humid, gross weather, aka Florida? From Tara from Florida. I'm sure you've dealt with this on set.
You know, I've actually been so lucky and I've never had to shoot anywhere humid. Like, all my shows shoot in LA or Albuquerque.
I know, but you go to New Orleans sometimes.
That's true, but when I go to New Orleans, I don't really wear that much makeup.
Yeah.
And I don't shoot in New Orleans. So, I mean,
I guess in general, though, keeping makeup on. You know, like, what's a good
setting spray for sure. Like, the thing is, keeping it on starts with your base. So, good moisturizer, good primer, set that shit with translucent, and then you want a good setting spray. Urban Decay, cruelty-free, all-nighter. Love it.
It's actually really nice to hear, like, affirmation, because I really like Urban Decay, and I have all-nighter, and it's just like, I'm always spraying on myself, and I'm like, is this bullshit?
No, I like it.
Okay, there you go, because you see it all.
I do. So for refreshing makeup, like, if your skin starts to, like, get dry, so what'll happen is sometimes your foundation will start to, like, break up over the course of the day, and Dermalogica makes a hydrating, like, antioxidant mist, and I like to use that to just, like, spruce it up a bit.
I don't know if they're cruelty-free off the top of my head.
I'm not sure either.
So who cares? Good to know. Let's see. Okay, perfect. Okay. This is a question from me, because I'm selfish, and although a lot of people ask questions, I have some questions that I'd like answered, and we've talked about this off camera. Let's talk about the chicken skin under the eyes, okay? I always lament to you about my chicken under eye skin.
I know, you're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I know it's partly because these iPhone cameras are just so terrible, and when you accidentally open your camera and it's on selfie, and you go, I'm a mobster, like... Let's say I wake up, okay? It's me, I'm Jackie Johnson, I wake up, I'm going to an audition, okay? Walk me through the steps. How do I get my under eyes to not look like a damn chicken's beak?
Okay, I don't think that your under eyes look like chicken skin, but I do know what you're talking about. It's just little tiny, like, pores, little teeny tiny dots.
Yes.
They're so microscopic, no one can see them except
first of all,
for you.
I talk about my TV all the time. I have a giant TV that shows everything. I've seen every damn, Handmaid's Tale.
Nothing should be shot in
Lizzie
HD.
Moss on Handmaid's Tale, she ain't got no chicken skin, okay? The blonde actress that plays the wife, that girl ain't got no chicken skin. But I see them on other people sometimes, on men or whatever. I'm like, my chicken skin is bigger than all the men on TV. I got chicken skin of an 80-year-old man. Help me out. What do I do? Cover this up.
I mean, the only thing you can do topically is use light reflecting particles to bounce the light off of your under eye. There's two products I like for that. Smashbox Photo Op. And then I really love the Laura Mercier Secret Brightening Powder.
That is cruelty free.
It doesn't work out so well in, like, real life. You know what I mean? Like, if I were to look at you close up in real life, I'd still be able to see your little teeny tiny bumps.
Yeah.
But on camera, it's going to help bounce that light.
I mean, I'm all about that because I'm
and
on
filters.
Camera, baby.
You got to be friends with your your DP. You gotta ask them to use those filters.
That's true. That's what I always try to imagine. I'm like, you know, the star of the show, they pay the best people in the biz to make them specifically look good.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's not my level yet. I just worked on Monday. They probably let me look terrible, but that's fine.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if your makeup artist isn't friends with your DP, like, you need a new makeup artist.
Yeah. My makeup artist is really nice. Her name was Amy. She works on a lot of Shonda Rhimes shows. She was the makeup artist on The Catch. Let's get to another question. So you're saying I need to get one of these light reflecting things.
Yeah.
I hear that. Is it the Laura Mercier setting powder? Some people love that.
Yeah, well,
people love
they have their translucent setting powder, but then the Secret Brightening Powder, it looks like the same container, but a small version, and it has a little bit of shine to it. So you don't want to, like, use it on your whole face, or you're going to look oily on camera.
But so, okay, let's say, okay, I wake up, grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars and fade away the shakeup. I do moisture. I do primer. Do you do foundation then concealer?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. Not everybody does everything the same way, but that's how I do it.
So I do foundation. I do concealer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tap a little of that powder under my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how much? Like, have you seen those baking things on YouTube where the women put, you hate that?
I mean, I've seen it. I hate it.
Yeah.
It makes me angry.
You hate a lot of the, like, YouTube
trendy stuff. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I like very much like a classic, clean, pretty face.
Yeah. You don't like the contours and
I like a light
overdrawing
contour with powder.
Of the lips.
I overdrew my lips a little bit for you today, though.
I mean, they look fantastic. What color is that?
Stila? I don't remember the name of the color.
Because you wore... So for my wedding, because I'm picky as fuck, Kat custom made me a Stila lip. You mixed three together to get the exact color I want because I'm insane!
No, that's
it's
normal.
It's my day. It's my day, okay?
You gotta mix colors all the time.
Yeah. Well, you're a painter. It makes perfect sense. All right. I'm going to have to pick up some of that Laura Mercier. Because, listen, the chicken skin is my constant.
Oh, but you asked how much is too much.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so what I like to do is I have, like, a really fluffy eyeshadow blending brush.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, you know, kind of a bigger one.
Yeah.
So I'll kind of swirl that in a cap and then just tap it.
Ooh.
So you don't have, like, a ton of buildup on
it.
But just swirl and tap.
Swirl and tap. Very interesting, because for me, you know those little round brushes?
Mm-hmm.
That I got one of those at Namie's, and I've been dabbing that.
Okay.
But I'm about the swirl and tap. I'm going to try the swirl and tap. So this is from Julie from Georgia. What is your best tip for preventing caking on full coverage foundation for an event? Your girl has enough oil to replace fossil fuels, and I need a pro to help. So this is specifically for, like, when you want to do a face.
Okay. So full coverage can mean a lot of things. You could get, like, a MAC Studio Fix, which is full coverage, but it's really heavy. It's not good for your pores. A lot of people break out. I mean, there's a lot of MAC products I love. I know they're not cruelty-free, but, like, there are a lot of things I love. I don't want to shit on them. Studio Fix is, like, not my favorite, but I like to take more of, like, a medium coverage foundation.
Yep.
And where I need the full coverage, then just kind of build it up. And then I'll use, like, colored powder over certain areas instead of the translucent.
Very interesting. When you say colors, you don't mean, like, purple, yellow, orange. You mean, like...
No, I mean, like, one that is matches your
pigment,
skin tone.
Right.
Yes.
And do you have one you like?
I don't know, like, kind of like my go-to is the MAC Mineralize Skin Finish because it has, like, a nice light reflecting quality.
And do they have a lot of colors?
Yeah, they have, like, a pretty wide range.
Nice.
But I know you don't want to.
No, it's fine. I didn't mean to say that and fuck up this whole episode. Like, everything you have to say, you have to be. That was the opposite of what I was trying to say. I was just trying to say, like, I don't want to get emails from people that are like, Kat said she likes MAC and you don't, you're cruelty. And it's like, listen, I want everybody to have what's out there, okay? You
Urban
make
Decay,
your own decisions.
Naked Skin Powder, though, is really good, too.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yep. I have one of their powders and I could not believe the color in it.
Oh.
Like, if I had a zit on my nose, like a Rudolph zit, which every once in a while I get those, and it's really annoying because it's like, hello, zit, right on. And I put that over, and I was like, oh, bye. I was really impressed. So that's good. So instead of buying a full coverage foundation, buy a medium coverage foundation and build it
where you need it.
I like that. I think that's a good thing. Okay, let's see. Obsessed with the pod. My question for Kat. I'm a new makeup artist here in NYC, and I want to know the biggest mistake you see makeup artists regularly make. Keeping my fringe fresh and my neck cream. Casey with a K from NYC.
The biggest mistake. I mean, the one that really pops out in my mind is when people are doing a red carpet look for somebody who's going to be photographed with flash photography, and they use, like, the Makeup Forever HD powder, which looks great on camera for, you know, motion, but not for flash photography, because that's when you get, like,
white
that
cast.
White under the eyes. That's, like, the first thing that pops into my head.
Yeah, so just kind of know what job you're going into.
Yes.
And then assess accordingly the products.
Yeah, like, so makeup, like, not all makeup is created equally. You're not going to use the same exact makeup as you would for, like, red carpet, daylight, flash photography, being, like, on camera, super HD. Like, it's completely different. And you have to know what you're doing.
You got to know what equipment's going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
But what about, like, I just want to know, when somebody sits in your damn chair, how do you know what to use? You just assess them, you look at them, and you say, okay, your skin is this type, it's this color, it's this.
So when someone sits in my chair, the first thing I ask is, do you have any skin allergies or anything I should be aware of?
Yep.
And then the second thing I ask them is, do you think that your skin is more dry, or are you more oily, or are you combination, oily in the T-zone? Most people can give you an idea of what their skin type is.
Even, like, men? I mean, you do a lot of dudes.
No, dudes don't know anything.
Yeah.
But some women will just be like, I don't know, you tell me, you're the professional. But it's like, I've never touched your face before.
Right.
I've never put makeup on it, so I don't know how it's going to sit on your face. So, that sounded really weird.
I did. I thought nothing of it, and I'm a pervert.
Like, for example, like, Kat Dennings, one of the most beautiful women I've, like,
her
ever put foundation.
Her skin is just a doll.
She's
on camera.
Stunning.
I've never seen her in person.
Yeah, her skin, like, she doesn't need a ton of coverage at all, but I had never worked on her skin before. So last season on Drunk History, I used my go-to, which is Makeup Forever HD. Not great for dry skin.
What color was she? Because she looks very fair.
She's very fair. So I used a mix. It was probably, like, I don't know the new color numbers, but the old color numbers were, like, 110.
Well,
and like,
I'm 117 and 118 mix.
Okay.
So
I was 115.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know. Now it's, like, R210 or something.
Yeah.
So I did her makeup last season. It looked beautiful for the first, like, 20 minutes, and then it started breaking up because I didn't know her skin, and she's a little bit more on the dry side. So by the end of the day, I was like, oh. I'm, like, not happy with this foundation and primer that I used on her. So she came back this season, and I literally went to the store just for her.
Because
I was like, I need...
Gotta make it up,
like,
baby.
A medium coverage foundation that's, like, nice and hydrating and, like, has a glow to it. So I used the Kevin Aucoin, Illuminator or something?
Now,
foundation? I'm in love. It's my new favorite foundation.
I've never used his stuff because it's very expensive. I don't know if it's cruelty-free off the top of my head. I wanted his stuff. I mean, I've seen the YouTubers are gaga for him.
Oh my God. Everything they make is wonderful.
That's why it's so expensive, right? Yeah.
But that foundation I used on her, I didn't have to touch it up once all day.
She liked it.
She loved it. She was like, what is this? I want this. Like, it was like color number one because she's so fair.
Yeah.
Or two because, like, there's number one and number two. So one's like really pale and yellow based and one's like really pale and pink based, and she's the pinker.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I want to get that for myself.
So you just bought that one color for her?
Just that one color, or about the two colors, because I wasn't sure which one should be. So I'm like, she's real pale, so I'm gonna get the two palest colors.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if she knows that you got her a custom color.
I told her.
Oh, nice.
I said, I went and got this just for you.
I love that. I mean, she's so pretty.
Oh my God, and she's so sweet and cool. It's like, could you be a perfect person?
I've never met her, but, you know, she's friends with Malls, my friend Malls.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Malls. And Malls has just nothing but amazing things to say about her and just how she's so sweet and quiet, like shy and just... I don't know why you think all actors are loud and, like, want to be the life of the party, but they're not.
I wouldn't say she's, like, quiet or loud.
Yeah.
Like, she's just kind of, like, a normal person.
Well, that's refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. So let's say you're not in the biz. You're just a gal living your life, or a person living your life out there that likes to wear makeup. Sarah from Sacramento says, what basic staples should I have in my beauty kit? I'm a 30-something woman, and I have no clue. I like a subtle look that doesn't take a lot of time. And also, how do you choose a lip color that works on you? I think that's a very interesting question.
Well, the whole thing now is you match your nipples.
Right, which we talked about on Natch Butte. But is there any other art to it? Like, when you're doing makeup on a client, do you ever, like, assess their skin tone, their eyes, their hair, and just say, oh, I think this might look
good.
Yeah,
it's also a combination of, like, what colors you're using on their cheeks and their eyes, and it's, like, I like kind of more of, like, a monochromatic look.
So do I, like, on my wedding.
Yes. All pinks.
Yes, girl.
But, like, there's pinks that are more orangey, and there's pinks that are more blue-based. You don't want to use, like, a blue-based pink on your cheek and then, like, an orange-based pink on, because then it looks clashy to me. I like more of a monochromatic look. So, it's hard to say, because everybody's skin tone is, like, so different. But I would just say, in general, for, like, the everyday woman, like,
Everyday person.
Yes, everyday person.
There's people
Thank
of
you.
All types that want to
totally.
Wear makeup.
Oh my God, like, I love all these boys on Instagram now that are, like, in full yep. drag with, like, a beard.
I love it. Or, you know, non-binary honeys.
Real pretty.
It doesn't
Everyone
matter what you are.
Makeup.
If you want to wear makeup, wear makeup. Yeah.
It's beautiful. I mean, who doesn't want to enhance their natural beauty?
Of course. So if we're a person wanting to make a good look.
In your everyday. So here, this is my, because I don't wear a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't want to do my job before I leave the house in the morning.
Makes sense.
I want to
make it. It'd be like if a gynecologist did paps on themselves every day. Nobody wants that.
I take 15 minutes to do my face. It might sound like a lot to other people, but to me, I'm like, this is nothing. So first, I moisturize.
Yep.
I use the Image Skincare Vitamin C Hydrating Serum. And then I will go in with my Benefit Porefessional Primer, because I have enlarged pores on my nose and my cheeks on my right side. So I like that one.
That Benefit Primer works. I won't lie to you. I have
one.
It because I bought it a while ago. There are some others. I'll put them on NatchBeauty.com. Have you ever used CoverFX?
I have played with it in the store, but I don't have any in my kit.
They have a blur primer that's pretty comparable.
Okay.
But it's expensive, but yeah.
So after I prime, then I make my own tinted moisturizer. It sounds like weird, but it's not really. So the Image Skincare Matte Moisturizer is really amazing. It has 30 SPF in it, which is super important.
Yep.
Everyone should be wearing SPF every day.
All the honeys know that.
Not every concealer mixes with a moisturizer, right? But specifically, the Image Skincare mixes so well with the Tarte Maracuja Concealer.
Which you love.
Oh my God, that Maracuja Concealer.
So did you not get on board with the Shape Tape?
I got all the Shape Tape.
Yeah.
They're yeah.
See, I never bought it because I just, when something is very hyped, I get turned off.
Yes.
So I just never bought it. People are always like, Shape Tape. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I like Urban Decay Naked Skin. It works great for me.
Yeah.
And you love that other Tarte one.
The maracuja oil is so good. So what I do is I'll just, like, mix them in my hands. Like, I'll put, like, a little dash of the concealer on my hand and then a little tiny dollop of the moisturizer, and then I mix it in and I put that all over my face, do my concealer with the Tarte Maracuja under my eyes or wherever I got a pimple, and then I use my translucent powder, a little tiny bit of blush. If I'm feeling real spicy, then I'm going to use a powder contour and a little powder highlight. I do not like a cream highlighting contour. It's too much. It's very Kardashian. And then I fill in my eyebrows, because even though they're tattooed onto my face, you got to fill in your brows.
She's a brow queen. Nah.
And mascara. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I do. And, like, I usually just use, like, Aquaphor on my lips. Like, I don't wear a lot of lip color because I hate reapplying it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a perfect segue into brows.
Yeah, let's talk about the brows.
So Kat microbladed my eyebrows. She owns her own shop in L.A. where she microblades. So if you live in L.A. and you've been thinking about doing it, you got to go see Kat at Bone Structure. But let's talk about that. So what is microblading? People want to know. When you asked if I wanted to do it, I was on my honeymoon. I looked terrible. I was so dry. I got food poisoning in Paris. I was standing in front of the Mona Lisa, and I took a selfie with the Mona Lisa, and both of us have fucking terrible eyebrows. And that's when, I'm not joking, I took the photo, and I even captioned it, terrible eyebrow girls. And I texted you at the Louvre, and I said, you're going to have migraine to blame my eyebrows, because they look like shit, quite frankly. So tell everybody what it is. I didn't even know what it was when you did it on me, because I didn't want to know.
Okay, so what microblading is it's semi-permanent cosmetic tattoo. Microblading is not done with a machine, is done with a hand tool. There was an article that came out recently about Lena Dunham getting her eyebrows microbladed, and there was a video, and the woman is using a machine, so I'm like, that's not microblading. Ooh. Let's not call it microblading, yeah. But her eyebrows do look great. But you use a hand tool that looks more like an X-Acto knife. Mm-hmm. But the blade isn't just a single blade. It's made up of a bunch of little needles so that when you dip the blade in the pigment works its way up the needles so it will make its way into your face. So essentially what you're doing is you're making little tiny cuts in the face that look like hair strokes. So you're implanting that pigment into those little tiny cuts. And it lasts like 1 to 3 years.
I explain it as a prison tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Because in prison, that's pretty much what they would do to make a
stick
tattoo on themselves.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like a prison tattoo on your face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what else do people need to know about it? You just pretty much said it all.
That's like, yeah, that's like
what
summary.
Who would be a good candidate for microblading?
Most people, honestly, like I got mine done because my eyebrows are like little tiny check marks just in the inside corners of my mm-hmm. eyes. And I was sick of drawing them on every day before going to the gym, because when you have no makeup on and drawn on eyebrows, you look crazy, and then you sweat them off and you look crazier. So I got mine done because I wanted to be able to like leave the house without putting anything on my face. But I've had a lot of clients recently who have like really good natural brows, but like they've just got like a little hole here. They want their shape more precise and perfect. And it's like, if you don't want to have to put any eyebrow makeup on your brows, microblading is for you. Unless you have a horrible skin condition, then maybe it's not for you.
I have had a fight with my eyebrows since I was probably 10 years old. I've been fighting with them. I remember the first time I took a razor to my unibrow in sixth grade. I went like this, just straight down the center of my face with the razor. And then it took a little too much off of one side, so I had to even it out. And then I went too far on that side, so I had to even it out. My sixth grade picture, I have no eyebrows. I have like tiny little, you know, just the tails. And ever since then, I've been in a fight with them. I started getting mad at them, and I would overpluck and pluck directly from the middle of them because I hated them, and I wanted Christina Aguilera's tiny eyebrows. And and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, big brows are in, and I've killed them all, and I can't get them even to save my damn life. The only time in my adult life that my eyebrows have been proportionate is when you have done them. Like, before you did microblading, I was like, you did my makeup for my headshots. I was like, if you make my eyebrows look even, I'm going to make out with you. And you go, well, get ready to make out with me. And you fixed them. Because Kat, like I said, she's a perfectionist, she's OCD, she's an artist. She proportionately can look at you and make one little hair different, and it'll completely change the entire framing of your face. The shape of my eyebrows is snatched. And I honestly think that it's completely changed my life. I feel like people think I have my life together. I feel like I've booked more since I've had my eyebrows microbladed. I just feel like it just gives my whole face a new cool look. Because you made a shape.
Yeah.
You made a shape I didn't have before.
Yeah, because your eyebrows, they were very far apart before.
Yes.
So we brought them in a little closer.
Because I killed the hair.
Your brows were kind of straight. We made a little bit more of an arch.
And I used to have an arch. Have you seen those old pictures of
yes,
me when I was little?
Yes, you had great brows.
What happened? What did I do?
I did the same thing.
I killed them.
You look at my brothers, they literally have like big black caterpillars for eyebrows. And I look at pictures of me when I was young and I was like, I could have been that.
Yeah.
But my mother plucked my eyebrows off when I was like 14, and she has a single line of hairs for eyebrows.
Yeah.
And I wanted to look like Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, we
and
all did.
And it never came back.
Yeah. How did Gwen's come back?
I don't know.
Who knows, man?
Maybe she had like eyebrow hair transplant.
They do that.
Surgery. I know they
I've
do.
I've seen Dr. Orion.
For beards too.
Dr. Orion does that. Kim Kardashian's doctor.
However, I did meet somebody recently who said they had a makeup artist who had gotten that done, and the hairs just grow in whatever direction. So they'll
Ooh.
Be like straight out. So she had to like literally like plaster them down with like a heavy duty pomade.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, no.
So, should we talk about, like, price? For people that don't live in LA, like, what should they look for when they're deciding to get them done?
Okay, so, in LA, there are so many people you can go to now.
Yeah.
It's like the market is oversaturated.
Just like with lashes. It's like everybody's
doing it. But if you go to New Orleans, there's like only one place that's doing it. But in major cities, it is getting really popular. I have had some people travel to come see. I had someone from Vegas. I have someone from Portland. I had someone from Atlanta come out to see me. My whole thing is, be wary of this. Just because someone has a huge Instagram following and is booked months in advance, it does not mean they are the person for you. If you want that eyebrow that looks like everyone else's eyebrow, that Instagram eyebrow, you can get that from like a lot of people. But what I'm seeing a lot of people do who do that Instagram eyebrow is they're not matching the strokes to the natural direction of your brow hair. So like my eyebrows, they grow like at like a 45 degree angle in the inside corner. But what a lot of people are doing is a straight up and down stroke in the inside corner. So then where your hair and the stroke overlap, you get a crisscross. So when I got my eyebrows microbladed like 3 years ago, she gave me that straight up and down. So now I've been putting like Retin A on them every night to try and fade them out because I want to redo them completely. But yeah, just look for someone whose work looks realistic. You like the shapes that they do and that they don't give everyone the same eyebrow. Like everybody's face is different. Everybody has different asymmetries. Like look for somebody who gives people the best shape for their face.
I mean, Kat literally draws a map on your face with rulers.
Yeah.
She does math. There's math involved.
If somebody's microblading and not doing that, then like that's like your first cue to you should probably go.
Yeah, good point. But all I'm saying is I'm impressed. I'm impressed by the whole art form, the math of it. Like I said, I've never had a proportionate brow in my entire adult life until you fixed them for me. And I feel like a new woman, baby.
It's my passion. I mean, like, when I get text messages from people, like, a couple days after being like, oh, my God, I love my
eyebrows. Robin von Swank's look fantastic.
Oh, my God. I love doing ginger brows. So
yeah.
Fun.
I know. It's too bad my real eyebrows are dark. Wah, wah.
But I just want ladies and men and whatever orientation you identify with to just feel confident about your eyebrows because they make a huge difference and people neglect them.
I'm telling you, they're like the frame of your face. And I feel like for years I neglected them and I look at photos of me and I'm just like, what? Baby, honey, what? I mean, as you know, because you did mine, they, like you said, they were very far apart. Very far. You can park a damn Prius in between my damn eyebrows.
My nail girl, Violet, who works at my shop, her Instagram name is Oracle Nails, in case anybody wants to check her out. She's amazing. She has good natural brows, and she was doing my nails last week. And I was like, when are you going to let me do your eyebrows? And she's like, I don't know. I've never just, like, been into brows. Like, I don't really give a shit. And then she saw a set that I had posted, and she was like, all right, I want you to do them. Yeah. And I did them last weekend, and she's like, this is not something I ever thought I would be into, and I don't know how I lived without it now.
Yeah. It does hurt, though, right? Or have
it
you figured
be.
Out the numbing cream?
Some people are more sensitive than others. Like, you're a badass. Like, I did the pre-numbing on you, and then I was like, oh, do you want the second round of numbing? And you're like, no, I mean, it hurts, but it's fine. Like, I am a pussy, and I'm covered in tattoos. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, give Kat's me a all tattooed
of,
honey.
Give me all of the numbing cream. The second round of numbing is the best because you use that once the skin is open, so it goes into your bloodstream, and then you feel nothing. I had two people fall asleep last week.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's insane.
You just have to get through that first round.
I mean, yeah, I've been through a lot of beauty pain in my life. I did pageants. Mm-hmm. My mom used to give me perms in the kitchen with, like, backwoods perm kits. I don't even know who would give her those because I'm pretty sure you have to have a cosmetology license. I don't know. My mom orders, like, she has catalogs for all her animals to order, like, pills for her. You know, she worms her horses herself and stuff. When I was little, she would, like, feed me pills that were supposed to be for the horses and shit. I mean,
what?
I'm telling you, it's a miracle I turned out okay. So, you know, who knows where she got those perms from? All I'm saying is my mom would narrow off my mustache when I was 7. She started narrowing off my leg hair when I was 8 for pageants. I mean, so you can prick me, stick me.
Do you use that Jolene, the bleach? That's what my mom used to put on my mustache.
No,
Jolene.
She would use straight up Nair.
Oh, see, that shit burns holes in
my
skin.
Who wears short shorts, remember?
Oh, I can't do that stuff.
Well, I don't use it anymore. Now that I can control my own face and my own hair. But yeah, I have a really high pain threshold for beauty. Mm-hmm. I would say. I know. I remember you being like really impressed.
Yeah.
With how I handled it.
I always, when people come in, they're like, is it going to hurt? I'm like, well, listen, my friend Jackie's a badass and she didn't even need the second round.
That's right, baby. All right, let's see. This is a question from Charlene in LA. What's the biggest misconception that you have about the industry?
Oh.
Do you use commonly available brand names or specific makeup artists' brand names? We've kind of covered that. Oh, what's your favorite type of, what's your most satisfying work? Beauty, character, etc.
Oh my, okay, so I was just saying to one of my assistants the other day that I'm like, oh, I just wish I only did like characters and effects. And she's like, but you're so good at beauty. That would be such a shame. And I'm like, yeah, I love doing beauty and I like making people feel pretty and I am good at it. But the most satisfied I feel is when I transform somebody to look completely different. And usually when I make them look unattractive, like I actually really get off on making people look hideous. Josh Rubin played this character in Precious Plum, like called Mama, basically.
I remember on College Humor.
Yeah. And he wears a fat suit. In the first season, the production was like, oh, you should use this piece that, like, we've used before, and it was made of foam gelatin, and it was awful. But then, like, the second season of it, I got, like, a foam latex, which is great and super lightweight and blended in so much better. And that makeup, I think, is probably, like, one of my favorite makeups of all time. I like doing fat suit makeups and old age makeups. Like, I made Bob Odenkirk look, like, almost 100 years old with the help of a couple of my friends, and it was so satisfying.
Maybe someday you can do my makeup to look like a demon or something.
That'd be fun.
Like an old demon?
I want to make you look like a regular person, but like a person that's not you. You know? Like, let's do like a nose and a chin and like a different eyebrow or like something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can you make me have a little nose?
It's hard to go smaller. It's easier to go bigger, but there are prosthetic lips, so we can like make you look like for Halloween. You should just be a plastic surgery nightmare. And we'll do like cheeks and lips and craziness.
Oh, well.
You can do like a nose tip that like turns it up.
Ooh, and you can do all that.
Yeah.
Oh my, I might have to come over. And you do wigs and you do all that shit too.
I don't do wigs so much anymore unless I'm doing commercials, because in commercial now they still require makeup artists to do hair. But when you're in the union, like you're in for one or the other. So when I was working at Funny or Die, I had more wigs than I had a storage unit.
Yeah,
full
you
of
gave
wigs.
Me a bunch of them.
I literally just gave them away because I wanted to get rid of them. Yeah. And I also bought another storage unit yesterday, and I was like,
I still have them all.
Yeah,
take them. I don't use them. So you do hair, but like more for like special events, and that's not necessarily. Yeah,
like
because you did
it,
my wedding hair.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I'll do like weddings, red carpet hair, and stuff like that. But anything that's in the union, I'm not allowed to touch hair.
Got it. You're like, honey.
And I like it that way. I mean, I like hair, but if I'm doing hair, I only want to do hair. I don't want to do hair and makeup. It's too much.
Yes. Well, all I'll say is I've never looked better in my whole life than the day of my wedding. And that's because I don't trust many people with this face, baby. And you made me look snatched. And we did talk a little bit about, I know you used a lot of Tarte on me, the still a lip.
I think I have a list in my phone of what I used on you.
Yeah.
Because I think I remember you saying that you wanted to ask me about that.
Yeah, I'm just...
But you might be bummed because I used some stuff on you that's not...
I don't care. Whatever. Okay. I mean...
So I used the Hourglass Veil Primer.
Yep.
I used the Hourglass Veil Foundation.
And I will say, I wept. I wept streams of wet down my face. And when I was done with the ceremony, I just went like this and I took photos and nothing. Like, nothing was wrong.
Yes.
It didn't even leave a track in my face.
You just blotted when you went like this. You blotted.
I did. I don't even remember, but all I'm saying is the pics look great. The makeup stayed all day.
I'm very happy with the way your pictures came out. So, yeah, I used the Tarte Veil Foundation. Or, no, sorry, Hourglass Veil Foundation, Tarte Maracuja Oil Concealer, my fave.
I gotta get that damn concealer.
I did use the MAC Mineralized Skin Finish Powder.
Yep.
The Hourglass Mood Exposure Blush, which is one of my favorites.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I don't know any. I feel like blush is like doesn't excite me. Like I only have one blush. You know what I mean?
What? Really?
Yeah. I wear a lot. I feel like if I'm just going out to run errands, I don't have any makeup on. I'll do a sunscreen, a little blush, just to give me some color. But like, I don't get I don't get like horny for blush. I love a palette, an eye palette, or a lip, but I don't like look at blush and go, oh baby, I'm gonna have dreams about this blush tonight.
You gotta get an Hourglass blush. They're life changing because they have light reflecting particles. They give you a nice glow.
Okay. Yes. Done. I'm gonna use your discount though. I'm gonna make you buy it for me.
I will. I use Anastasia Powder Contour in the color Fawn.
Ooh.
I use the Becca Shimmering Skin Perfector Pressed Powder Highlighter in Pearl.
Ooh, I need to get that.
Oh, it's beautiful. They also make it in like a cream and a liquid now. Like, they
I mean,
have, like,
Becca's got the highlights on lock.
Yeah.
Becca Champagne Pop.
I like their products.
It's pretty much like everybody needs that.
Yes. I did use the Smashbox 24-Hour Eyeshadow Primer. I used the eyeshadow palette that I used on you was the Naked 3, which is the pink-toned one, the Urban Decay.
I have that!
Yeah, that's
what
you
so crazy! I didn't even know that you used that on me. I was in such a damn haze when you were doing my makeup, as you know why.
Oh, I do know.
There was some drama going on in my family that I was trying to compartmentalize to not lose my damn mind.
You did a good job.
Yeah.
You kept it cool.
Yeah.
I used the Beverly Hills Pressed Powder Brow Duo on you.
Yep, which
in
I
the
have
Auburn.
Now. Yep.
Yes, I got that for you. And then I mixed a Stila and an Anastasia liquid lip color, but I don't remember which ones they
Well, good luck, because no one will ever recreate that color again. It
and
was perfect.
The only mascara I used on you was the Blink tubing on your bottom lashes because you had lash extensions that day.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I sure did. I don't fuck around.
Yeah.
Because I knew I'd be crying, and those lashes coming off is not a cute look.
And I don't think I set your face. I mean, I didn't write
it
in my notes.
I remember you spraying something
on
it, but I don't remember what.
I bet I used the MAC Fix Plus.
Everybody loves MAC Fix Plus.
I think that's what I had on me that day.
Do you ever spray eyeshadow with the MAC Fix Plus and then make it more pigmented?
I don't. I mean, you can do that.
Yeah.
But I don't.
I mean, that's a YouTube thing.
If I'm going to, like, basically take an eyeshadow and make it more pigment, because you can take an eyeshadow and turn it into, like, a liquid liner.
Yeah.
But what I like to mix with it is the Inglot, like, Duraline, it's called. It's just, like, a little clear mixing medium in, like, a dropper.
Inglot?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
You don't know Inglot?
Girl, what's that?
What? You've been to Nigel's, you walk in, there's a huge, as soon as you walk in the front door, you go to the left, and there's like a huge Inglot section.
Is Inglot a professional brand, though, or can everybody buy that somewhere else?
I don't think they have it at like Sephora or Ulta, but it's a professional brand.
Yeah. All right, I see
But
you.
you're all into the beauty, I'm surprised you don't know that one.
I mean, listen, there's so much to know, and as I say to everybody, I'm not an expert, I'm just a fan.
You're getting there, though. You're
this is
there.
A hobby! Haven't gotten paid yet.
I'm impressed with your knowledge, though. I was listening to the Nicole Byer podcast last week, and I was like, oh, Jackie knows some shit about ingredients.
Well, I'm learning. There's so much to know, honestly. It's quite
there
overwhelming.
Is.
And once you think you know everything, a new launch comes out, and there's tons of shit.
Sometimes I feel like I don't know anything.
Have you seen that Natasha Denona Sunset palette that's like $120?
No, what is that?
Natasha Denona, I want to say.
Who's that?
It's some damn palette at Sephora. It's $120.
Is she like an Instagram or
YouTube
person?
Know. I told you, I don't know. I don't know everything. I'm a mere mortal in this world. Okay? I am not a god.
There's all these brands being started by, like, influencers now,
yes.
And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know any of these.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, what do I say? What does John Johnson always say? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's great to get involved and be part of the combo and try new things, but if you like what you're using, fuck it, girl, or boy, or whoever, keep it. Keep what you got. Okay?
Okay.
So why don't you tell everybody where we can find you? On social meds, plug your shop, make sure everybody knows where they can contact you if they're thinking about getting their brows done.
Okay, all of my social media handles, I think, are all Kat Bardot. Don't follow me on Twitter. It's mostly me just shouting at Donald Trump.
Yep.
Instagram, though, I love.
Yeah.
Follow me on Instagram, Kat Bardot. And then my shop is Bone Structure LA, at Bone Structure LA on Instagram. We have a Facebook, too. I don't keep it updated that much because I'm horrible at social media and I hate Facebook. But I have a website. It's bonestructurela.com. It has all of our services and all of our prices and all information you need to know about permanent, semi-permanent cosmetics.
And tell Kat you heard it on Natchbute, just so your girl, Jackie J, so we know people are out there.
Yep. I would like to know who's listening and then coming to me.
Yep. Sounds good. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I think I've quite frankly learned a lot. I feel my hands are shaking because I need to go directly to the makeup store right now. I need to buy that Becca powder. I need to buy the Maracuja Luja Beluja Schlart Tart, whatever it's called, concealer. I need to go try on all my BH liquid lips.
Yeah.
So I've got quite a busy day ahead of me.
I want to see an Instagram story from you swatching all of these.
Oh, my God. But if
just
I swatch
put them all on your arm. Do something.
How many do you think are in here? Like 90?
There's like, I think there's like almost 30.
Oh my, what am I? Adam's gonna kill me. The makeup is taking over. Like, it's like an amoeba, like growing every day. Yeah. It's like growing across my counter.
I will give you a heads up though, the metallic finish ones they transfer more than the matte ones.
Yeah, that
and
makes
that's
sense.
Across the board for every brand.
For sure.
It's just about the molecules.
I mean, I cannot wait to mix and play. I'm quite aroused.
I can't wait to see you wearing them.
Well, thank you for being here. You'll definitely have to come back.
I would love to.
Yes, thanks for being here. I already said everything at the top, guys. Go to nashbeaut.com. I will list all the products that Kat discussed with links. I won't get paid from any of them. If you want to click on Amazon, though, I'll get a couple cents. That's about it. Don't forget, though, whatever you do, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.